Yes, this is a commonly experienced situation, and if you think it through, you would imagine that the Immigration Department have come up with a protocol that would make it easy for an employee who is seeking to leave his employer to join another company to take up employment there. How are they going to then manage the challenges associated with the fact that your current employment visa sponsorship will maintain until your new employment visa sponsorship has been approved? But as part and parcel of that exercise, clearly the Immigration Department are going to want to have some kind of documentation on file that speaks to the last date of your employment with your current sponsoring employer, so that they can then activate the new sponsorship arrangements from the date thereafter, normally the date that you start working for your new employer. So the way the situation works is that you would make your application to the Immigration Department whilst you're still an employee of your current sponsor, and you hold the news of your impending departure from your current employer until the application for your change of sponsorship has progressed through the Immigration Department to the point where they are about to finalise your application positively. And whilst they, that is the Immigration Department, will only ever advise you formally in writing of the outcome of your application, in a situation like yours where you're still employed for your current employer, the Immigration Department will then, in a sense, send you a signal that they're just about to positively finalise your change of sponsorship application by requesting the date of final employment with your current employer, and that normally takes the form of copies of the resignation letter that you would put into your current employer, knowing that you're about to be approved for your new employment visa sponsorship arrangements once you receive that request from the Immigration Department. So that request from the Immigration Department usually comes right at the very end of your change of sponsorship application. It's what we call the bye-bye letter. Once you've received the request for the bye-bye letter from the Immigration Department in the context of your new change of sponsorship application, then you can hand your resignation in with your current employer with a high level of confidence that your change of sponsorship application is going to be approved. And that's how the Immigration Department deal with that conundrum. So you don't need the bye-bye letter in advance for the reasons that I've just stated. Okay, hope you found that useful.